This is Morning Edition on GPB. I'm Josh with Stuart. Work more or less grinds to a halt in most organizations in these final weeks of the year. Last week, I asked our working guy, Brandon Smith, what those of us still plugging away should be trying to accomplish in this quiet time. But what if you're not working because you're trying to find a job or a new job? Brandon's back to talk about making your job search productive around the holidays. Good to see you again.
Good to see you.
What are the chances of finding a new job around this time of year?
Slim to none.
Yeah. Nobody's doing any hiring.
No. It's not that companies aren't spending time thinking about it. They're having those conversations. But everybody, as we talked about last week, is taking vacations. You can't get enough decision makers in a room to interview somebody. That's why you're not likely going to be called in for an interview or really get an opportunity until about after the second week of January.
Okay, so what can you be doing productively?
The big fundamental thing you can be doing is setting up meetings, informal coffee meetings, with people that you want to network with to get into their company. So let me step back.
Oh, just because they have time to do that.
Because they have time to do it. You'll never find another opportunity like this during the year. Now, we covered a piece of research. This was probably almost a year ago. It was such an important piece of research. They interviewed managers and they said, okay, so for that open position that you posted, do you already have a favorite in mind? 50% of the time, 50, those managers said, I've already got somebody lined up. And 98% of the time, if they had a favorite, they went with the favorite. So by the time you see it posted—
So you need to become the favorite.
Exactly, because yeah. By the time you see it posted, there's only a 50% chance you even got a shot at that thing. So you got to become the favorite. And the way you do that is by having coffee meetings and convince them they actually need to hire you. So they create a job around you.
And so how do you do that?
Very practically, get your target list of companies or folks you want to talk to.
Yeah.
Because you're looking for conversations.
So anywhere you're
curious about. Because you're wanting to date. You're wanting to meet some people in those companies that you can say, hey, tell me a little bit more about the culture. Do you think you could use somebody like me? Because I would love to work there. Then you go to your family and friends and get those people to connect you and set up some coffee meetings. Your goal is you need 5 coffee meetings between now and the second week of January. And a good reminder, the goal of the coffee meeting is not to get you a job right away. What you want them to say is you want the conversation to keep going. You want them to say, I want to have you come into our office the second week of January, or I need you to meet some people. Or another good outcome is they might say, you know, we don't really need anybody with your unique skill set, but you know what? My brother-in-law does. I want to connect you.
How open are people to having these kinds of coffee meetings and conversations?
During this time of year, very open because they don't have the tremendous work pressure. So here's a separate call to action for the folks who are all currently working. If you want to give a real gift this holiday, reach out to and or accept that coffee request from that person who's looking to find a job. Give them the gift of time and your resources and your network. There's not a better gift you could give this holiday season than that.
Brandon Smith is a workplace consultant and career coach. He also teaches in the business schools at Emory and Georgia State Universities. Thanks.
My pleasure.
If you have a job, Brandon also has suggestions for making the most of these slow weeks. You can find that conversation at gpb.org. And while you're there, look for Brandon's Working and Career blog.